Blog Talk Radio.
Kiss goodbye. Now I don't wanna lose my edge, 'cause you already got a song in your head. We can be a hand in the air, sing along, a sweet summer sweat. Turn me on, oh, I wanna be the upbeat in your headphones.
Have him on the show today. As I said, we have super talented singers Leanne Weiss and Derek Allen, also known as October Rose, joining us. We'll talk with them about their career, their debut single, which you just heard, and anything that they're working on that they can talk about. This should be a fun one. And I've got my buddy Craig with me. What's up, Craig?
Hey, how you doing, Cody?
I'm good. I'm so glad I got to debut this song today, because for one thing, the song in and of itself is great, and to know that a singer's trust this show enough to let us a world premiere something like this is beyond humbling.
Yes, I think it's a terrific thrill for us to introduce Heartbreak Song on the first day it's released and interview October Rose in person.
Exactly. And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Leanne Weiss and Mr. Derek Allen to the show. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, we're good. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing really well.
Pretty good. It's an honor to have you on today.
Thank you, Craig.
It really is. And as I said earlier, it's a pretty humbling moment right now for me to debut the song on air. It's humbling for me as a radio host.
We're just glad to get it out there, and you've always supported us so much, even before we had anything out. So we couldn't miss the opportunity to share it with you guys.
A quick side story here. I've known Leanne through social media for a couple of years, I think it is, Leanne. So
yeah, you've been following me for a really long time. Back during my solo days, and I teamed up with Derek, and we just decided to go for this duo thing. We're having a blast. So yeah, but I've known you a long time.
Exactly, and I'm glad you mentioned just going for this duo thing. How did October Rose actually start?
Well, last year I was playing a show at Maxwell's in Hoboken, and Derek had reached out. He was new to town. He moved here from Pittsburgh, and he came out to that show, and we just got along. We decided to write some songs and record some cover videos, and decided in October of last year that we would form a duo, and my band was all on board, and all the guys that were in my band were super stoked about it. They played on our album, and so we're a fairly new duo, but we've been doing a lot of great things together.
Yeah, we really wanted to
give country
music something different. And I think we've already been able to do that with Heartbreak Song, and we got a lot of other great tracks coming that sound, I think, really great. And it's not your typical country song. I think we're kind of trying to carve out our little own spot in the realm.
When I first listened to the song, of course, I bought it this morning, obviously.
Thank you
for
that.
When I first listened to the song, I got the vibe of a Drew Baldridge, Emily Wise band, and their song Rebound. That's the vibe I got from it.
Yeah,
it has that rebound kind of sound where it's kind of sexy. It's almost like the song is really about not getting to that spot, though. It's really about being in the relationship, and things are going great. And you're thinking to yourself, wow, I really don't want to mess this up. And that's kind of the place we were at when we wrote this song.
Mm-hmm. And I think we've all been there. So it's a pretty relatable song. So I think we've all been there. But I did want to mention, I believe it's Friday, September 1st. Y'all are playing the show with a former guest on this radio show, Carolyn Miller.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We just met Carolyn last week, or the week before, and she's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, nobody does country like Jersey, I have to say. And Carolyn's got a lot of talent. And we're also playing that show with Spin. They're the Nash Next winners for New York City.
Mm-hmm.
From last year, and they're good friends of ours. We're just really excited to play that show. It's going to be a good night.
We had Carolyn on the show probably, I want to say, maybe a month or so ago, and she's a sweetheart. So
Yes, she is. We can't say enough about her. She's a great person.
I agree. Anyway, I did want to I pretty much start off today with individually tell the listeners how you guys got into music in the first place.
Well, for me, it was kind of, I started out in theater, and I sang in school. I was in, like, church choir. I was a theater major in college. So I did a lot of different types of singing. I performed with a wedding band and stuff like that. But I always had, written my own country music. I just never really sat down and recorded it. And then I saw Carrie Underwood in concert, and I just got inspired to go after it and really just pursue it because, life's short. I wanted to give it my all. So ever since then, it's been great. And I've been fortunate enough to meet Derek, who will tell you all about how he got started.
Yeah, it was a little different for me. When I was about 11 years old, my mom came home with three guitars, one for myself, one for my brother, and one for my dad. And we all learned the guitar together, kind of as like a family. And, after a couple years of playing, I started writing my own stuff when I was in high school and started playing at like the pep rallies and stuff like that, just kind of low-key parties. And I was really into 80s hair metal, actually. I loved playing like guitar solos. I took a break when I went to college, and there was really no place for 80s hair metal, but I also loved country music, so when I graduated and came back to music, I found that not only that my voice fit really well with country, but with songwriting in general, it's really the best in terms of songwriting. You're telling a story, and that's my favorite part about playing country music. We get to tell our story or somebody else's story through the songs, and it just creates, that connection with people.
Derek, hi, this is Craig. And I'm just curious. Steve Tyler had said that today's country resembles a lot of rock and roll, or it's today's rock and roll. From what you've said, I'm guessing you would agree to part of that statement at the very least.
Absolutely. I think that's what, like, our band, they're all rockers. They just love when we let them go loose. You know what I mean? And so I love to do that for them. Like, because we like to let them, kind of be themselves and play how they would like to play it while kind of fitting within our general idea of how the song should be. And that's what we love about it.
Yeah, and you'll find that when you listen to the other tracks on our EP that's going to come out, we've put a lot of that, we've infused a lot of that, like, kind of rock Jersey edge into our sound. And, I think a lot of people are going to like it and are going to connect with it.
Awesome. Now, speaking of the EP, do we have a release date yet for that, or is it still in the works?
We don't have a specific date yet, but we are going to release at least one more song before the end of the year, and we're looking at 2018 mm-hmm. for the full tracks, the full package, the EP to come out.
Early 2018.
Awesome.
Yeah. You'll be the first
awesome.
To know.
I was going to say, I'm going to go ahead and put a Heartbreak Song into a rotation on my Indie Country Radio show.
Great.
Awesome.
And I agree with what y'all said about country music. That's why I got into country in the first place. I grew up with George Strait, Brooks and Dunn, Reba, Garth Brooks, all the greats. And I love the storytelling of country music. It's, of course, music in general is my passion. specifically country, and it's why I got into radio in the first place.
Yeah, no, we feel the same way. All we think about really is music, and you know, obviously country is a lot of it. You know, we try to listen to other bands out there and support other bands, support local bands. We've opened for Drew Baldridge. We follow him, share his stuff, and you know, those kind of guys that we know are good people when we meet them.
You know, I did have a question for you that I've never asked in an interview before this. So, y'all are the guinea pigs, okay? pretty much everybody these days is on social media. Pretty much everybody these days. It's crazy. So, who is your most holy crap? I cannot believe they follow me. Social media follower. Who's your most surprising social media follower?
Ooh. Give us a minute.
That's a tough one. I mean, it's funny because one of the people that we respect the most in this business right now is a band called Smithfield. And
I love Smithfield. Seriously.
They actually played here a couple weeks ago, and we got to hang with them a little bit. They played at Maxwell Tavern, where we'll be playing on Friday. And we've kind of been building a relationship with them over the past kind of few months. And, you know, they followed us back a while back, and we just, you know, everything they do, we love. And we like kind of like to, you know, chat them up about, you know, what they're doing and what direction they're going in, because they're kind of like an inspiration for us. They're an independent band that's, you know, getting play on the highway, and it's getting major exposure on Spotify lists. So we just, you know, and they're great people too. So like that's one that comes to mind for me.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing too. We also have Todd O'Neill, the Nash Next winner. He just followed us, so we
and
were Colt inspired.
Ford too followed us this week. That was cool.
Awesome. Of course, I'm pretty prevalent on social media myself, but I completely freaked when this happened. I totally lost it. Within like 3 days of each other, both Scott Borchetta and Rick Barker followed me. I was like, is this real life right now? Is this real life?
When was this, Cody?
Oh, gosh, this has been about a year ago, maybe, something like that. So,
I've actually done some work with Rick Parker before in the past. He's a really great guy. Awesome guy. Really, really, really up on his music knowledge. Loves teaching. Loves sharing his experiences with younger artists. And he's only been helpful for me in my career.
Now, I did have some kind of fun, kind of quirky questions for you, if you're okay with it.
Sure.
Sweet. Now, either collectively or as individuals, if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
One thing in the career? Well, for me, I feel like I would maybe started a little bit earlier, just with in terms of, you know, really pursuing country music a little bit earlier, maybe like in high school or, you know, in college.
My answer is actually pretty similar. I kind of took a break from music while I was in school, and then after school, I went into bodybuilding, and so I wasn't really even playing much at all, never performing at for, like, you know, a stretch of maybe 6 years. I went in between gigs, where if I would have kept playing, you know, I feel like I would have been a lot further along in my development, at least by this point. But, you know, even though that happened, it still led me to Leanne and October Rose, and I'm really happy with where I'm at right now, and we're optimistic for sure.
Yeah, it's almost like we look back, but, like, we can't really change it. All we have is right now, and we, you know, we feel like we were meant to meet each other and work together and do this, so, you know, regrets, but no regrets at all, you know what I mean?
I understand that. Now, I heard, this is probably the greatest question I've ever heard. I heard Dan Rather asked this to Kid Rock one time, and I just thought it was so great. So, when everything's said and done with your career, and you've won CMA after CMA, what's the one thing that you guys want to be remembered for as artists?
Wow, you're really giving them to us, aren't you?
He comes up with a lot of creative questions.
I think Derek and I have the same vision. Like, we just want to be remembered for creating music that really connects with people, inspires people, and we want to do good. Like, we don't just want to create music for our own sake. We want to really, you know, reach out to people and, you know, build fans that, you know, will remember us for not only the good music that we created, but also, like, the good works that we do. And I think we're pretty aligned in that vision. Like, we just want to really reach as many people as we can with our music and do it in a positive way.
Awesome.
Yes. Can I ask one question, Cody?
Yeah, Craig, go ahead, buddy.
If there was a few venues at the top of your list that you would be interested in performing, where would that be?
Okay, top three?
Top three, 1 to 4 on your list, whatever you wish to name.
Definitely the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
Anywhere at CMA Fest.
I want to play Heinz Field. I want to go back to Pittsburgh and play Heinz Field, like, just really, you know, have that whole stadium feel one day and just kind of rock the place out.
I'd like to see you both do the national anthem, sing the national anthem before a Steelers game.
That would be awesome.
That would be a dream come
true.
We've done a few anthems, but not at Heinz Field yet.
Not yet. I did some at some of the stadiums. But, you know, there are still so many different venues that, you know.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. I was going to say that I want to see you play at the very least at CMA Fest next year.
Yeah, we had the opportunity to play, but it was so last minute that the logistics of us getting down there were just not going to happen. So I think we're just going to plan a little more in advance this year.
If you're able to, by means of 2018 CMA Fest.
We will definitely work on it. And again, we'll let you guys know. You'll find out wherever and whenever we're playing. For sure.
Yes, please. Definitely one of
I'm glad Craig asked that question because sort of along those same lines, what's been your favorite place to play so far?
Well, we actually love playing Maxwell's Tavern, and that's where we're playing Friday. It's just such a cool venue. A lot of great artists have played there, you know, Springsteen and a lot of great rock bands. It just has a lot of history. That's one of my favorites. What else? I mean, we've got to play some great New York City places too. Some historic places like the Bitter End and
Webster Hall.
You know, we actually played a show in Pittsburgh, which was really fun, at a place that I love, and that's Club Cafe. It's just a kind of a small venue. We did an acoustic show there a couple months back, and just had a really fun time. It was just a pleasant experience.
Yes, some of the smaller venues can be more entertaining. It's more direct with the audience. Maybe you feel the energy a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, we also got to play at the Mayo Performing Arts Center. We performed outside before Sarah Evans, and that was a really fun time as well. And that, you know, the staff there is so supportive of local talent. They, you know, when I was solo, they let me open for Kenny Rogers on the stage. So we're hoping to get back on that stage, you know, in the near future.
That's a good venue.
Wow.
And it's Forest Town. I saw Jennifer Nettles and her tour last year.
Oh, I was at that same show. I couldn't miss Jennifer Nettles. She's one of my, you know, one of my sheroes, you know, and she killed it up there. So I'm sorry I didn't really know you. We could have connected, but that was a great show.
Well, you know what? Instead of, it's only destined then for me to make up for it in the future.
Absolutely.
A couple more questions for you, I think. If you guys weren't in the music industry, what would you be doing right now?
Well, I've always wanted to open my own coffee shop. So I would probably maybe open a coffee shop or do some writing, like write a book, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something creative.
Yeah, aside from working in my career also in finance, which I also have a passion for, but, you know, music's so good. I like being an entrepreneur. I like, you know, making my own hours, doing what I want to do. So I'd probably be running some sort of some business.
Is any business better than position than owning your own business that's successful? Because you don't, at the very least, you don't have to take orders from anyone.
Right, exactly. You're your own boss.
Yes.
Exactly.
Trust me, I have 20 years to go before I don't have to deal with that.
Now, I know you both are obviously a creative people, so what inspires or motivates you guys?
Well, we motivate each other, but I think, you know, hearing a lot of the other great, like, up-and-coming artists out there really inspires us to write better and, you know, just pursue it. We see a lot of people, you know, achieving their dreams, and I think that really kind of motivates us.
Yeah, I mean, a great song anywhere, any genre, at any time is really my motivation, because when I feel like we've completed a great song, there to me, even if it's not released, there's no better feeling in the world than just having that song and just knowing that, wow, this might, you know, affect some people to do something, you know? It just the magic of it all coming together is just a beautiful thing, and that's inspiring to me, and it makes me want to write more.
Awesome. I'm going to say this again, but I'm going to say this again later, but I just wanted to let you guys know that I have so much respect for you guys and what you do. Like I said, if it weren't for independent artists, like y'all, I wouldn't be doing this right now. Because, and I've got another a quick little story for you. I'm also kind of a singer myself, and I play a little guitar. But my singing voice, you don't want to hear it. So I figured an artist career was out the window completely. This show right here is my way of staying close to industry and a genre that I dearly love, and I just I love all the people in it, from the fans to the artists to everybody in the genre. It's just like a big old family.
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
A 30 minutes just totally flew by, didn't it? This is probably this is probably one of the fastest interviews I've ever done.
Wow.
I don't want this to end, to be honest with you. I don't want this to end. But anyway, I thank you guys for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come on and talk with me.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure, honestly. Like you said, it flew by. We love sharing our story with, you know, friends like you guys and your audience.
It's great that he was able to sketch you both on short notice. I wanted to be able to meet you since I heard that you were in the PNC parking lot for a concert. I forget it was the Dierks Bentley show right before CMA Fest.
Yep, we were there. We were there for Stapleton. We were just playing outside, meeting the people, giving them away free tickets to our Jenk show that we had opening for Russell Dickerson.
Please let me know when you're playing there again at PNC, because I live 4 or 5 minutes not from the parking lot. I'm not kidding. I don't even go on the parkway for it.
That's awesome.
So please keep me posted. I want to, as they call it, tailgate with you.
Tailgate party. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, we decided to do a whole tailgate tour. You know, we're kind of upset because we really wanted to go to Jason Aldean, Chris Young, and Kane Brown on September 9th, but instead we have a gig at the Clifton Elks Lodge, and we can't tailgate. But we're like,
that
gig is
going to be really fun, though.
Yeah,
we're
excited about that gig. We just, you know, unfortunately have to miss the tailgate too. We planned it out, you know, around our gigs, but.
I'm sorry. Can I take your place and then you can go to the art center as a result? Just kidding.
Hey, listen, it's been a pleasure, y'all. You know?
Yes, it has been, Leanne and Derek. This has been a great interview.
Thank you. Great talking with you guys.
Yeah, great talking with you. Thank you so much for having us on.
Yes,
absolutely. Hey, and before you guys go, do you want to give a shout out to where your fans can find you online, your social media,
absolutely,
and everything?
Yeah, so I'll just run through them really quickly. The website is octoberrosemusic.com. We're also on Twitter at octoberrosectry, and that's at octoberrosectry. On Facebook, it's October Rose Music. If you search in the URL is October Rose Country, actually, and that's the same for Instagram also. So you can find us anywhere. We're on Bands in Town is probably an easy way to track us if you want to come to one of our shows. But you can all find that at the central location, which is the website.
Yeah, and check for our videos on YouTube as well. We're gonna be posting a lyric video soon for Heartbreak Song, as well as the official music video.
Awesome. And keep me posted on what you guys are doing, because I always feel like if you guys take a 30-plus minutes out of your day to come on and do this, I always feel like it's my job to help promote you guys any way I possibly can.
Thank you so much, Coach.
Same here. I definitely want to do anything I can to make country fans aware of you and your music.
Thanks, Craig.
Absolutely.
We definitely do that.
You're welcome.
And y'all have a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll be back for sure.
Yes, when at the very least when you're doing headliners at Maxwell's.
That's right. Well, we're already headlining Friday. Once they let us from outside of the parking lot at PNC onto the stage, that's when we'll have to go back.
Yes, I agree. That's the ultimate goal.
Yes, it is. Guys, I'll let y'all go and talk to you later, okay?
All right. See you guys.
Buddy. Thanks, Craig.
Have a great night.
It's a pleasure.
Thank y'all.
Lee and Dirk.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was just so much fun.
It was great talking with them. I just started to learn about them a few months ago, and I actually was going to ask to book them, and now, thank God, you beat me to it.
You know, let's see. And we have another show tomorrow.
Correct. We have Miss Lauren Brooke Smith.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we both had the pleasure of meeting at the Wob Awards as well. And she's very talented, and I think tomorrow's going to be another sensational one.
She's a sweetheart. I briefly talked to her after the awards. I briefly talked to her, and she's so sweet. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes. I think tomorrow will be a very another fun interview that will go again way too fast.
Yes, it will. So I think I'm probably going to let you go too, buddy. So I'll talk to you later, bud.
Talk to you later, Cody. Have a good night.
All right, man, you too. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the super talented October Rose. As Craig mentioned earlier, we have another show tomorrow, which is pretty crazy. We have the super talented Miss Lauren Brooke joining us. And let me see what we've got coming up after that. I think I know, but I want to make 1,000% percent sure I don't screw it up. Let's see. After the Lauren Brooke interview tomorrow, we have a singer-songwriter, Spaghetti Patrice on 9-5. And then 9-19, we have a Megan Golden returning to the show for probably like the third or fourth time. So I think you've heard all the announcements. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. But David Murph, thank you and goodbye.